إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Ramadan al-Kareem is the month of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the month of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the one who is intelligent, the one who is, who understands the value of Ramadan al-Kareem, he takes advantage of this situation of the fact that the rahmat of Allah and the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for the taking. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your Rabb has written for himself mercy. Just think about this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah has written for himself mercy. But he did not say that. He said, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ. Your Rabb has written for himself mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in promising mercy, is showing his connection with his ibad, with his slaves. This itself is a sign of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Number two, mercy is for whom? Mercy is for the one who needs mercy. Who needs mercy? The one who is sinless or the one who commits sins. Everybody needs mercy. Generally speaking, I mean, nobody can say they do not need mercy. But when we understand the word mercy, what are we saying? We are saying, forgive me, have mercy on me. Mercy and forgiveness are two things which are joined together. They cannot be mercy without forgiveness. Right? For example, if you make a mistake in this world, and if the person comes to you and says, please forgive me, then I will not forgive you. Then where is he going to say, have mercy on me? So forgiveness comes with mercy. Without forgiveness, there is no mercy. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying mercy, forgiveness is understood. Forgiveness will be there because Allah has already promised mercy. Mercy is the reason for forgiveness. Why does Allah forgive? Not because we deserve the forgiveness. Allah forgives because of his mercy, even though we do not deserve the forgiveness. Think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Iblis to make sujood to not even to Adam alayhi salam, because at that time Adam alayhi salam, there was no ruh. So you cannot say that Adam alayhi salam was, even though Quran has said Adam, but Adam alayhi salam was not a living human being at that point in time. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the prototype of Adam alayhi salam, and he ordered the malaika to make sujood to him, and Iblis was there. He is not from the malaika, he is from the jinn. And therefore the hukum applied also to him. Right? It was not a hukum specifically to Iblis. Say, yeah, Iblis, come here, make sujood. No. Allah ordered everyone there to make sajda. They all made sajda, illa Iblis. Who was the sajda ordered to? Adam alayhi salam's prototype. Who was ordering it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So if you take that point and say, did Iblis refuse to worship Allah? What is the answer? No. First of all, there was no hukum at that point in time to make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Iblis did not say, I don't worship you, I don't accept you. He did not say that. What did he do? He disobeyed an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like I said yesterday in Jummah, he had his logic. Today, we seem to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seem to justify it because we have some logic. But our logic is based, the foundation of our logic is false. Like the foundation of the logic of Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Iblis gave a logic. Iblis did not say, I refuse to obey you. From now onward, sorry, goodbye. He didn't say all this. He gave a logic. What was his logic? خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِين. You made me from fire, you made him from clay. Fire is superior to clay. He's being racist. He's saying my race is superior to that race. Supremacy of one race over the other race. So he's saying, he's giving a logic. He's saying, this is my logic. What is Allah, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that is not, your logic is faulty. What is the real logic? This is the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. There is no logic that supersedes that. And that is the reason why I always give this example. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ayat which are in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah with respect to the prohibition of interest-based dealings, prohibition of riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this and Allah said that they compare baya to riba. They compare trading to interest. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then present arguments of how this is different and trading is different and interest is different and trading increases wealth and interest decreases wealth and these are the harms? Nothing. There is only one statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ahallallahu al-baya wa harrama al-riba. Khalas. Why is riba prohibited? Allah is saying, because I say so. That's it. Allah has made baya halal and Allah has made riba haram. Why is riba haram? Because Allah said so. All the rest of the logic of how interest is negative and so on, even if interest was the most beneficial thing in the whole world for all of humanity, if tomorrow somebody can come and prove this to you, that interest is the best thing that happened to mankind, it is still haram. Why? Because Allah said so. أَحَلَّ الْبَيَا وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَا. There is no argument that is presented to you because you are makhluq. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Khaliq. And who is the Khaliq? The Khaliq is the one who has the complete and total freedom to order whatever he wants without giving any explanation to anybody who has to follow this order. In the old days, the king used to say this. Louis XIV is supposed to have said this. They said, this is the law. He said, I am the law. My word is law. There is no, where is the question of law? What I say is law. This was the arrogance of kings. The only one to whom that applies is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Al-Malikul Haqqu la ilaha illa huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem. Not the muluk of this dunya. The reason I'm saying this is because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who said that your Rabb has written for himself mercy. Then, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say with respect to this mercy? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them who have transgressed against themselves, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. See this ayat. I always, whenever I read this ayat, what I absolutely blows my mind is the address of this, the way this ayat is addressed. Allah did not say, Qul ya yuhannas. Say, O people. Allah did not say, Qul ya yuhalladina amanu. Say, O those who have believed. No. Allah said, Qul ya ibadi. Say to them, my slaves. Oh, my slaves. Who are my slaves? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this term, ibad, abuduhu wa rasulu, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word ibad in the Quran has been used for the Anbiya alayhimu salam. Means the ibad of Allah, ibadur Rahman in Surah Al-Furqan and so on. Who are the ibadur Rahman? Allah has given all the the Fadail and the description of Ibadur Rahman. So it has been used for people who are good people, who are the best of people, who are the most obedient of people. But in this ayat, Allah is calling Ibadi, my slaves, who? Asrafu ala anfusihim. Say to them, oh my slaves, who have transgressed against yourselves. Because our sinning and our transgression and our disobedience and our oppression and our rebelliousness does not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Iblis decided to disobey Allah, who did he harm? Allah or himself? Himself. He destroyed himself. He made zulm on himself. He did not make zulm on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is makhluk is makhluk, khaliq is khaliq. Khalas. There is no munasibat and there is no comparison between the khaliq and the makhluk. Laysa kamithlihi shayun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. He is not like anything in the creation. So Allah is saying, Ya ibadi, asrafu ala anfusihim. Those who have transgressed against themselves, my slaves who have transgressed against themselves, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Why is he saying mercy? Because they need the mercy. They need the mercy. They are the ones who have transgressed. Who are these people? I am one of them. You are one of them. We are one of them. This ayat is addressing us directly. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Now, whenever I read this ayat, I think to myself, this ayat is complete here. There is no need for anything more. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ خَلَاصٍ. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, there is no limit to His greatness. So what does He do? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. Verily, Allah will forgive all sins. Will Allah forgive shirk? Yes. Will Allah forgive kufr? Yes. Will Allah forgive whatever? Yes. Am I saying that? I'm not saying that. Allah has said it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. This ayat was complete even here. There's no need for anything more. But my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, His generosity is beyond our imagination. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. إِنَّهُ if you look at the grammar of that, هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ was enough. إِنَّ, why is the إِنَّ there? Emphasis. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily and truly and surely, have no doubt about this, that He is the one who is Ghafoor and Rahim, the one who forgives and the one who has mercy. Mercy is three times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned forgiveness and mercy in this ayat. The ayat of the, which is called the ayat of greatest mercy and hope that is there in the Quran. And therefore, I remind myself and you, this is the month of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us take advantage of that. And the way to take advantage of that is to make istighfar wal tawbah. Istighfar is to be regretful and apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to seek His forgiveness consciously and specifically. And tawbah is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no istighfar without tawbah. You cannot say, Ya Allah, I did not used to pray my salah in the masjid. I make tawbah. And then next day you are fast asleep again, or you are somewhere else and you have not prayed. I mean, this is not, there is no, that istighfar has no sincerity in that. Istighfar means, I have said I will not do this, means khalas, that's the end of the story. There's no argument about that. After that, I will pray every salah in the masjid as I have been instructed. That's the end of the story. Whatever may be, I'm giving salah as an example, but whatever may be the issue. So what we need to do in Ramadan al-Kareem, let us make this, sit down and do this homework. Do this a favor to yourself. Do not live this life like this, like robots. యు నో లైక్ దోస్ టాయ్స్ యు నో యూ కుంజీ దగ్గర చూడదు గిర్రు పెడతారు ఖతం పోయి తక్ డోంట్ లివ్ లైఫ్ లైక్ దిస్ దట్స్ అ రిడిక్యులస్ వే ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ సిట్ డౌన్ ద వరల్డ్ విల్ నాట్ స్టాప్ బిలీవ్ మీ ద డే ఐ డై ద వరల్డ్ ఇస్ నాట్ గోన్ టు స్టాప్ దే పుట్ ఇన్ మై కవర్ అండ్ పుట్ మడ్ ఆన్ మై ఫేస్ అండ్ దెన్ ద వరల్డ్ విల్ కంటిన్యూ ఇఫ్ ద వరల్డ్ హ్యాడ్ టు స్టాప్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద డెత్ ఆఫ్ సంబడి ద వరల్డ్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ కమ్ టు అ హాల్ట్ వెన్ మొహమ్మద్ సల్లల్లాహు అలైహి వసల్లం పాస్డ్ అవే అరే నబీ కే లియే దునియా నహీ రుకీ భాయి ఆప్కే లియే హమారీ రుకేగీ ద వరల్డ్ డిడ్ నాట్ స్టాప్ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ ద నబీ సల్లల్లాహు అలైహి వసల్లం సో ఫర్గెట్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ సిట్ డౌన్ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ సిట్ డౌన్ ఫర్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ హ్యావ్ మర్సీ ఆన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ పుట్ అవే యువర్ ఫోన్స్ అండ్ దిస్ అండ్ దట్ ఆల్ దిస్ దునియా నాన్సెన్స్ పుట్ ఇట్ అవే సిట్ డౌన్ విత్ అ పీస్ ఆఫ్ పేపర్ అండ్ సే వాట్ డు ఐ నీడ్ టు చేంజ్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ సిట్ డౌన్ అండ్ మేక్ అ లిస్ట్ వాట్ డు ఐ నీడ్ టు చేంజ్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ అండ్ దెన్ డూ దట్ make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one by one and change your life. Doesn't matter, don't worry about who will be displeased and who will it offend. Forget the world, because not a single one of them is going to come in your khabar or my khabar. Abhi inki walida ka intiqal hua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Allah give her jannatul firdaus wala bighairi hisab. He is here, his father is here. I am witness wallahi how much these two were crying and how much they were, you know, sad and completely devastated with the death of his mother. But did he lie down in the qabr with his mother? Did his father go into the grave with his wife? Nobody goes, my brother, believe me, nobody goes. You will go alone. I will go alone. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went alone. His daughters went alone. He took them, put them in the qabar, and he came out. The Nabi did not say, I love my daughter, so I am going to... No, this is not the dunya. Everyone will go alone. The only thing which will go with us is our amal. The hadith of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is absolutely clear. And this is the case in which our own mushahida, our own observation is the best proof of this. So who do you want to please? You want to please people who make no difference in your life. You want to please people who will not come with you in the qabr. You want to please people who in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have no space and there is no place for them. And you want to please them at the expense of disobeying and displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please have mercy on yourself. This Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we got in good health. We got this Ramadan when we are alive and we are able to take advantage of this Ramadan. How many of our own friends and relatives and dear ones and near ones, how many musallis of this masjid were with us last Ramadan? They are not here this Ramadan. Did they know that last year's Ramadan was going to be the last of their lives? They didn't know that. Neither do you, neither do I. So let us treat this Ramadan as if this is our last Ramadan, because one Ramadan will be our last. Maybe this is my last Ramadan. Allah wala. So let me not waste my time. You don't waste your time. Don't worry about this world. This world will continue. Think about yourself. Sit down, make a list. And then work on that list. Make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each one of those things. And change your life. So don't waste your time. Please. The time in Ramadan is very precious. Forget all this nonsense. You concentrate on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a list of what do we need to change in our lives. And change them. Inshallah al-Musta'an. Then we will deserve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla Jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us mercy. Whether we deserve it or not. But we must do our best to give that mercy an excuse to come and cover ourselves with it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Sattaru Uyub, He is Ghaffaru Zunub. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our faults as He has always covered them, and to forgive us as He has always forgiven them and more. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to forgive us and to accept all our du'as. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.